I'm 18 years old, and like anyone my age, I love texting and listening to my music when I'm on the go. But I'm also legally blind, and doctors tell me that my vision will only get worse as the years go by. So where does that leave me and so many others? Well, with new technology, I can still do the things I enjoy. One of the big players currently on the market is the Apple iPhone, a product that has rapidly become one of the world's most popular devices since it made its first appearance in 2007. Last year, Apple Inc. sold over 108 million iPhones worldwide. High-speed internet capabilities and the ability to instantly download favorite songs and videos from iTunes and various accessibility features have made the iPhone a popular tool in the blindness community. Tanya Van Houten is a rehabilitation counselor who has both glaucoma and optic nerve hypoplasia.
I can access anything that anyone with no vision problem can access.
Van Houten says the iPhone's pre-installed software like VoiceOver, Zoom, Large Text, White on Black, and Siri help her and other visually impaired individuals make calls, text, use apps, and surf the net like everyone else. Van Houten has been tackling a very gradual vision loss for several years. She now helps out with Jumpstart, a job prep program for blind and visually impaired students, a program I'm currently a part of.
And I've noticed a substantial vision loss. I noticed it when I was working. I was back in 1994, and I realized that I had to start making some adjustments in my life, start using accommodations to be able to function on my job and everyday life.
The iPhone isn't the only technology Van Houten uses. She also has a Victor Reader, talking scales, talking money identifier, talking color identifier, and various other products.
I'm a gadget nut.
Van Houten also uses a barcode reader.
After I scan the barcode, it'll tell what the item is and directions if it's in their database.
She has found this device to be most essential in the kitchen.
It'll say Duncan Hines yellow cake mix, and then you can go on down and say manufacturer, ingredients, and then it will tell you how to make the cake.
The color identifier has become part of Van Houten's everyday life as well.
It's pretty cool. It's about the size of like a transistor radio, if you will, like an old-timey, you know, just a small little handheld device, and it's got a little dot in it like a remote control has, and you just stick it up to whatever you want to tell the color of, and you push the button, and it'll tell the color.
Van Houten says that her iPhone and Victor Reader are the devices she uses the most. The Victor Reader is about the size of a calculator, and it can hold hours upon hours of books and recordings. It is highly recommended to blind and visually impaired college students because of its recorder, its ability to download text files, and its compatibility with so many other different programs and audiobook companies. Users can even download newspapers. The reader also supports music files. The Victor has all spoken menus and a built-in speaker for listening without headphones. 16-year-old Parker Rush has optic nerve hypoplasia like Van Houten. In her everyday life, Rush uses a Packmate. With her Packmate, Rush can take notes and read books.
It's like a laptop, except it has a braille display instead of a screen. It's got a QWERTY keyboard and everything.
The braille display Rush is referring to is a 40-character refreshable braille display. This means the embossments made by the braille characters can be changed or refreshed according to what would be displayed on the screen if it had one. Rush's roommate, 18-year-old Katisa Martin, lost her vision to retinoblastoma, cancerous tumors that attack the back of the eye. She uses JAWS to navigate her computer. JAWS is a screen reader software that reads what's being displayed aloud. JAWS makes computers accessible by allowing users to fully control the computer with just the keyboard. The struggle of aiming the cursor and clicking the icons are not a worry for Martin.
It works just like a person that can see the screen. It directs me to wherever I need to go to.
One of the organizations I've found to be most useful in my own experience as someone with a visual impairment is the Division Services for the Blind, or DSB. DSB's goal is to help people with eye problems who are 16 years of age or older get an education and become self-sufficient members of society. DSB provides its clients with technology to help them with either school or work accommodations. All of the new technologies out there are helpful, but according to Tanya Van Houten, there is a major disadvantage.
They're just too doggone expensive.
JAWS alone can cost up to $1,000. Van Houten's barcode scanner runs around $1,300, and the Victor Reader runs around $350. Compared to the cost of all the devices and software visually impaired people use, the cost of an iPhone can be more affordable. Not to mention that the accessibility features are pre-installed at no extra cost. Some people do complain of drawbacks to Apple products, like how Apple devices aren't compatible with so many other operators and machines. The iPhone also lacks an Adobe Flash Player, another inconvenience. However, the iPhone is compatible with over 30 braille displays, which is a definite plus to the blindness community. From Little Rock, I'm Haley Phillips.